Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Blair steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehand is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hendricks fields it and throws to first for the out. Frien moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frien scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman is walked intentionally. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Frien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Frien and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Johnny Oates now catching. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ike Brown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Frien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cummer. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Rettenmund goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich pinch runs for Boog Powell. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Bobby Grich now playing shortstop. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Wayne Comer. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gates Brown now playing left field. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley bunts towards the mound. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Cash moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez is walked intentionally. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Stanley tags and moves to third. Rodriguez tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is walked intentionally. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards first. Crowley fields it and throws to home to get Stanley. Rodriguez moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.